Glory to God. It's a little reminders. In Zechariah, it says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming unto you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey." Well, it's a prophecy from the Old Testament. Way back in the Old Testament, it's prophesied exactly what was going to happen on Palm Sunday, the celebration. So it says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming unto you. He is just and having salvation, lowly, riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey." And then we go to the New Testament, and we hear all about it. Hear all about it. "That when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, The Lord has need of them, and immediately he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell the daughter of Zion, Behold, your king is coming to you, lowly, sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, and they laid their clothes on them and set him on them. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." Why a donkey? You ever stop and thought about that? Why a donkey? Because it's to show the meekness and gentleness of Jesus. How precious. How precious. God does have a better idea, doesn't he, huh? Mm-hmm. That is a better idea. In Eastern culture, the horse is a symbol of war, but the donkey is a symbol of peace. So he came riding as a symbol of peace. Jesus came in meekness, in gentleness, and in peace to bring salvation. So why palm fronds? Why these? The custom was to spread them out and wave them in the path of someone who was thought worthy of the highest honor. The palm branch is a symbol of triumph and honor and victory. And it was funny, as I was thinking on this last night, I thought, and why did God do this? Well, it's a sign, because it said it was going to be a sign to the people that their king was coming. But I also went just a little deeper in thought. And I thought, you know, Father God is so good, and he loved Jesus so much. And he knew exactly what was ahead for Jesus. And I thought, I wondered during that agony and that suffering that Jesus suffered at the hands of cruel, cruel men. I wonder if he thought back on how glorious it had been when the people came out to wave the palm branches as a sign of his coming as king. And God let him know in his heart that day. He let Jesus know even deeper and experience it. Remember, he was human too. And he let him experience that glorious time as they walked down that hill. And it's a hill, the Mount of Olives, and then it comes down and down the hill. And I've been on that road, and I walked that road, and I never had that thought, what it meant to us and what it meant to the Jews. But I'd never before thought what it meant to Jesus. How precious. What a fantastic Heavenly Father we have, that as he went into that Passion Week and the suffering, he had that precious memory to hold on to and look back on. And that's why he was going through it all. Anyway, I just thought that was a precious, precious. God gave him a taste of the victory.
Mm-hmm.
Preciously, humbly, before he went to the cross for you and for me. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did. And this morning we remember and we bless and we're going to raise these things. And I thought, well, we'll stand and say the verse. No, let's stand and let's sing about it instead. Amen. Let's stand and really enter into worship this morning.